His mother had been kneading Schwarzbrot the first day he ran out the door and across the snowy fields to the factory. She'd hugged him hard and kissed him, smelling of yeast and butter and sadness, leaving flowered handprints on his cheeks. He was her only child. Little Friedrich found his father seated at his bench, the faded cloth of his dark blue work pants stretched over his knees as he pulled an applewood block from the bucket of water beside him.
It's not just the raw materials, Friedrich.
Steam rose from the block as his father shaped the white-hot glass in its cup. At the time, Fred had thought of his father as old. He had been only 2 years older than Fred was now.
Ja.
His father addressed the emerging bowl, rolling, rolling, dipping the block again in the water.
It's the man.
Friedrich, sitting on the bench, knees bumping his father's as he kicked his skinny legs, wasn't interested in men. He was a little German boy, only interested in trying glass-blowing himself, entering the mystery of creating beauty from grains of sand.
These ones.
His father waved the block at the factory around him.
Who think they can be masters overnight. They will never be good glassmakers.
He returned the block to the pail.
Do you know why, Friedrich?
Friedrich had moved to the furnace, warming himself. He was hoping that if he looked like he was listening, his father would let him blow in the pipe.
Because they think they are in charge, Angebildet, big heads.
His father rose, still turning the pipe.
The glass tells you what it needs. You have to listen.
His father would leave Lauscha, leave Germany 7 years later, because men of lesser skills from more influential families in town would be given master status over him.